This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, September 20th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We are overwhelmed with your support today. We have an article that's up on Infowars.com. Anti-globalist network launches worldwide. That's thanks to your support. We had our money bomb this week, and I guess it was, it was about midday yesterday. We hit the $1 million mark. Thank you so much for your support. To thank you, we've extended the free shipping and the specials till tonight at midnight. But thank you so much for helping to support this operation. Of course, it's a leap of faith to expand. Anytime you have a business, this is a major financial commitment. It requires an investment in new equipment as well as massive operating expenses each month. We needed your help to get to that level so that we could the next part of this game, of course, is getting stations to sign up on this free-to-air process and the instructions on how to do that, where you can help us. It doesn't require any money. It just requires some of your time to help us get these stations on board. Of course, it's going to be offered free-to-air. We'll have some of our commercials. They'll put some of their commercials on. But they need to know that there's interest, that there's an audience there in order for this to get started. We have no doubt in our minds, and I don't believe that you do either as a listener, that we can do well once we get on these stations. We know from past experience when Alex went to Orlando, he immediately shot to the number one position, leapfrogging Rush Limbaugh in that market. That happened for a few months, and it scared the system so much that that station was sold. And that's happened a number of times, as Alex joked. If you want to sell your station for a huge profit, just put him on there against Rush Limbaugh, and the system will buy you out and convert it to another format. We saw that happen a number of times. We know we can compete in this free market of ideas. We are telling something that is very different in our analysis than you're hearing in the mainstream media, than you're hearing in conservative talk radio. It's a very different understanding, different issues that we are taking a look at. Here's some of those issues that we're going to be talking about today. Of course, we're going to look at the top candidates. There's been a lot of developments in the last couple of days on the GOP side. We've had the back and forth with Donald Trump not defending Obama when somebody made a statement about him, and the press getting all bent out of shape about it. And he rightly said, it's not my responsibility to defend Obama. And, of course, if somebody said something negative about me, about Donald Trump, he said, I'm sure that Obama would not feel that it was his responsibility to defend me. Absolutely right. But then Trump went a bit farther, as he always does. He's not just going to go on the defense. He always goes on the offense. And he says, what you really need to be talking about is the war on Christians. And we're going to talk about that. He's absolutely right about that. We've talked about that many times for a very long time here on InfoWars. We're going to tell you what we've said in the past, what is going on. We're going to tell you that, yes, there is a war on Christians worldwide. There's a war on Christians coming out of Washington, D.C. as well. And this should concern you even if you're not a Christian. It should concern you because of the way that it's being done, because it's another example of how the rule of law is being shunned in favor of dictatorship, essentially. The dictatorship of a president, the dictatorship of a bureaucracy, the dictatorship of political correctness. That's why it should concern you, because it's going to be pervasive in a number of other areas. Now, this war of religions, and of course, this is a minefield, and we're not going to tiptoe through it. We're going to go running through it today. So I'm sure that some people are going to get upset about what we have to say, but I'm going to try to explain to you why this is a broader issue, not something that is just a war of religions. Earlier today, on Meet the Press, they talked to Ben Carson along these same lines, and he made a very controversial statement. He said he didn't believe that a Muslim should be president. We're going to talk about that when we come back, as well as many other topics. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And we'll have Alex Jones joining us briefly at the top of this hour. We'll be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Alex Jones here with my co-host David Knight, thanking all the info warriors who in the last few days made history by donating to the 2015 Operation Money Bomb War Chest. We have raised close to $1 million. It is absolutely essential to beam via satellite to thousands of UHF, VHF, and cable stations around North America and all the way down into Central America. The world is hungry for the message of liberty. And one of the favorite refrains of our founding fathers was that all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So we're not claiming that we're going to save the world by doing this, but together, taking action in little ways, small ways, big ways, huge ways, we are going to change the course of history. What the globalists are doing is incredibly unpopular. It's illegal. It's tyrannical. Whether it's harvesting baby parts worldwide and China selling organs, whether it's the forced inoculation agenda planetary-wide, whether it's funding radical Islamic groups to destabilize areas of the world, it's all criminal and it's all run by the same people. So because we've done the research, because we know who the enemy is, it's our responsibility to not just sit here and reach 20, 30 million people a week. So we're launching the first phase of a program to eventually have satellites covering free to air the entire populated world. And we've built the team now with David Knight and the other reporters and anchors and the journalists and the investigative researchers and the writers to really give the globalists a run for their money. We're about to update InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with new, more modern designs. We're about to launch a lot of new things here. But I just wanted to thank all of you who did donate, who bought the products in the last 2 days, because you've raised almost $1 million. But it's been 3 years since we've had a fundraiser. And I want to actually reach our goal of $1 million. We need to do it to be able to get a couple more reporters, some of the more expensive equipment we need. We've paid for the satellite. We've paid for the closed captioning. We've paid for a lot of the groundwork to get this going. We're already up on the satellite. Affiliates are already tuning in, already signing on right now. So thank God and thank all of you. But now we need to go to that next level to ensure that over the next 12 months we're able to complete this operation. And my plan is to then make it self-sufficient and we'll never have another fundraiser again. We may. It was 3 years since I had another one. We want to, again, not be under the control of sponsors, not be under the control outside advertisers. We want to be independent, selling high-quality products that you believe in, that you use, that you like. But occasionally we do come to you to ask us to help bring this operation to the next level. But you've got to feel really good right now knowing that you've done that. And we've pretty much reached our goals. But in the interest of that, we want to extend the sales, massive sales of upwards of 20% off, free shipping, you name it, on hundreds of items at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call 888-253-3139. We're going to run that through Friday, Saturday, into Sunday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. David's going to be hosting the Sunday show this weekend, and when it ends, we will have to turn off those specials because we're contractually, through some of these suppliers, unable to continue to offer some of these products at the prices we're offering because it hurts the competition a little too much. So again, I want to thank you all. I want to invite you to double down on this revolution against tyranny, or if you haven't donated, or if you haven't checked out the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, I want to invite you to check it out. David Knight, you've been here 3 years. We don't use teleprompters. We don't script this. I just called you in here 5 minutes ago and said, I want to thank everybody. I want to encourage them to be part of this. This is historic what we're doing. And I wanted you, I'm telling you now, to speak to what it's been like for you being here 3 years and where you see the info war going from this point. Because you didn't win a contest 5 years ago you entered. But out of that, we offered to hire you. You moved your family down here from the Carolinas. And I want you to share your experience, teleprompter free, unscripted, of what it's been like and have a message for folks. But most importantly, I wanted to thank you as representative of the listeners who don't just stand, as I've said, beside us, but at the heart of what we're doing. David Knight was a listener and a family man and a business owner and an engineer. And he pulled up stakes and came down here. And now he's hosting the show. Now he's reaching tens of millions. And so he's a microcosm of what supporting ideas does. Evil's only winning because good men and women haven't got off the bench in the fight. So, David, I want you to close this out, spend a few minutes, but I love you and your family, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's amazing to work with such great people.
Thank you so much. And I can tell you that what I've seen here in this amount of time is how Alex is pouring this back into expanding the information outreach. We're not sitting on a hoard of gold like some kind of a dragon. He is investing this. I've seen massive changes, not only expansion of the number of personnel, but also expansion in the studios that we've put there, which is essential for us to be able to reach out to people, to have something that looks professional. People won't tune in and listen to it. If you're trying to reach somebody that's never heard this message before, you've got a lot of obstacles in front of you because they've never heard this kind of information before. They're getting a very different story from the planned information that's coming out of the mainstream media. And so when we hit them with very different information, if we look extremely different, that's very difficult for us to reach them. So we have to have a certain way to present it. We have to have certain ways that we can reach out to people. That's what I've seen Alex doing, is investing in this all out. As I said before, when we saw what happened with Sandy Hook, we knew what was going to be done with this. We knew this was a massive push to take away the Second Amendment. We know how important all of our rights are. But we know that the Second Amendment is guaranteeing these other rights as well. And I remember how it was like this money bomb effort. For a couple of weeks at the very beginning, it was just around the clock pushing back against this. What can we do? How can we expose where they're going with this? What they're doing with this? So we've seen this happen over and over again. It's going to happen again. There's been multiple times since I've been here that we have made a difference. You passing our information along, you being a subscriber to the nightly news when we were fighting against these expansions in the war on Syria, when they had the false flag attacks with the sarin gas, we explained that to people. We were leading the fight and explaining to people what was really going on there. Now it's breaking that our government has been working with Chechen rebels, bringing them in, training them, and injecting them into Syria going back to 2012. Mainstream media is reporting that now, reporting the fact that we have American troops on the ground in Syria a day after everybody was saying it's so dangerous and provocative that Putin is saying he's going to put Russian troops there. So it's very important. It has real world consequences for all of us to understand what is behind this, what is happening. That's why it is imperative for all of us to understand what's going on and to warn our neighbors what's going on. There's been so many issues on which InfoWars has been a real game changer, where we've made a real difference with you, with your support. That's why it's vital for you to join with us and support us now. Thank you so much for standing with us. Thank you so much for your support. Let's get that last bit of effort to finish this off. For InfoWars Nightly News and for the Alex Jones Radio Show, I'm David Knight.
And again, thank you so much for your help. Sometime yesterday, we reached the goal of $1 million. Thank you so much for that. And as a thank you, Alex has extended free shipping on anything you want to get at the store until midnight tonight. It is very, very important that you've stood with us, and we cannot thank you enough. Your support is absolutely overwhelming. Now, help us get on these stations. You can find that information there at the Money Bomb. There's a PDF to download to let you know if you have a satellite system where you can listen to this directly, how you can do that, but also how you can approach stations and let them know there's an interest in your area. That is vital. We're confident that if we get on the stations in those areas, that we will do very well. We've seen this happen in the past, and we know that it will happen as well. As I mentioned in the last segment, just looking at the experience that Alex had with radio in Orlando, going head-to-head with Alex Jones on a station there, immediately shot to number one, and, of course, that station got sold right away after just a couple of months of that happening. They got sold and changed the format of that station. So Alex has joked, if you want to make a profit on your station, just carry his radio program and you're likely to get sold and changed over to another format just to get him off of the competition. Because we have a message that the mainstream media, whether it's conservative or liberal, does not want you to hear. They have a very narrow, controlled narrative that they want to feed you, a very controlled this or that narrative. It's either this one or that one. But there are so many issues in the bigger picture that they do not want you to see. Here's some of the news that we're going to be covering today. Of course, there's the back and forth between Trump versus Obama, the war on Christians. We're also going to be looking at the comments that Ben Carson made today earlier on Meet the Press about whether or not there should be a Muslim president. We've got the United States preparing for a new war against Russia. And guess what? The U.S. keeps losing in these war games. Really? Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
The world is changing, and not for the better. You need to get ready, and soon. Get ready with ReadySupplyFoods.com. Ready with GMO-free 25-year food. Ready with the most calories per dollar of any storage food. In an emergency, calories mean survival. The USDA recommends a 2,000-calorie daily diet. At that rate, most other 30-day kits won't even last you 2 weeks. You need to get the most nutrition for your dollar, and ReadySupplyFoods.com sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods doesn't sell empty calories in the form of sugary drinks and desserts. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. Ready Supply Foods is the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com to see a comparison of the leading companies. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, September 20th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a host of issues we're going to talk about today. Donald Trump released a new position paper on the Second Amendment. We're going to break that down for you. Earlier this morning on Meet the Press, Ben Carson was asked if a Muslim could be president. We're going to talk about his comments on that. But before we get to those issues, I want to go over this back and forth that's been developing over the last several days between Trump and the press, and I would say also Obama. Of course, he took a lot of flack because a man stood up at one of the rallies and said, you know, Obama's a Muslim, he's not even an American citizen, we've got these camps all over the place, what are you going to do about this? And the media was absolutely livid that he did not reprimand this individual for saying that Obama was a Muslim, not an American citizen, to which Trump responded, "I am not morally obligated to defend Obama from the birthers." He says if the roles were reversed, Obama would not come to his defense. Absolutely right. Here's what he tweeted out. This is a story we have up on InfoWars.com from The Hill. Donald Trump tweeted out, am I morally obligated to defend the president every time somebody says something bad or controversial about him? I don't think so. That's right. He certainly isn't. And then he went on to say this. He said, this is the first time in my life I've caused controversy by not saying something. And finally, he said, if someone made a nasty or controversial statement about me to the president, do you really think he would come to my rescue? Not a chance. But then he went on to say something that did cause more controversy, because he pointed out that the real issue was the war on Christians. And the war on Christianity. And this is something that's going on globally. This is something we can see in America in terms of intolerance. And if you're not a Christian, if you're not a Muslim, this still should concern you, because it concerns how we are going to treat different groups. It concerns the rule of law. It concerns due process. It concerns individual liberties and where they come in conflict. Is there a way that we can maintain each other's individual liberties without stomping on the other person's rights? And we haven't done that very well in this country so far. In most cases, the pendulum swings too far in one way and then swings too far back in the other way. Is it possible for us to find a balance? But when we look at the record of the Obama administration, I don't see a balance there. Now, of course, there's this article from Breitbart saying pro-Christian vow, Trump escalates against the media's Muslim Obama smear. Donald Trump, they say, is hitting back twice as hard as the Democrats. He told the New York Times the bigger issue is that Obama is waging a war against Christians in this country. He went on to say that the question was given to him, was about training camps. He says the media wants to make this an issue about Obama. The bigger issue is that Obama is waging a war against Christians in this country. They need support, and their religious liberty is at stake, he added. He is absolutely right about that. We have pointed this out many times. As a matter of fact, it's not the first time he said that. If we go back to August the 21st, We had an article on Infowars.com at the time by Kit Daniels. Trump says Muslim immigrants are treated better than Christians. Every immigrant in the United States is being treated better than American citizens. That's the real issue. That's the fundamental issue. He said it's easier for Muslim immigrants to enter the U.S. than Christians fleeing ISIS, Donald Trump pointed out. So this is talking about, when you look at the religion issue, this is talking about whether or not Syrian refugees are going to find a way in the United States. And he was very clear and very accurate at the time to say that it's much easier to get a refugee status coming out of Syria if you're not a Christian. If you're a Muslim, you're going to get a free ticket in. If you're a Christian, not so much. That's what he said at the time. He said, do you know if you're a Christian from Syria, you can't get into the United States? If you're Muslim from Syria, it's one of the easiest places to get into. He says there's an assault on anything having to do with Christianity. The PC leftists don't want to use the word Christmas anymore at department stores. Well, look, we've laughed before at many times about Fox's perennial war on Christmas stuff. And it is based on a PC attitude. They want to purge anything that has to do with Christianity. And that includes saying things like Merry Christmas. It's not only annoying, it is actually very dangerous to find this kind of political correctness that purges speech, that purges the free exercise of religion. We have to understand that our country was founded upon the free exercise of religion. That's why most of the people who came here from Europe came here. They came here to escape religious persecution in England. And so that was a key part of much of what made the basis of our law here, was based on toleration of different religions. So you have to understand that when we see this being shut down with people being shamed about what they have to say about the free exercise of religion, of course, one of the groups that really pushes against this is an organization that talks about freedom from religion. That's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says we have free exercise of religion. Free exercise of religion. Okay, it's freedom of religion, and you exercise it. You don't have to keep it in the closet. And so now what we have is a situation where Christians, they're demanding that Christians keep their faith in the closet. And that's a kind of persecution. We don't want to see the pendulum swing back the other way. This is not something that's going to work out good for either group. We've seen this in the past. We don't want to see this in the future. And, of course, there is a systemic bias against Christians in the mainstream media, as well as in the District of Criminals in Washington, D.C. We've talked about this many times. Of course, going back to July 21st, we had an article on Infowars.com. The persecution of Christians is intensifying as anti-Christian hatred sweeps the entire world. Now, at the time, Michael Snyder's article went down point by point, a lot of different countries. I think it was about 10 countries in this. First one was Iraq. But, of course, in both Afghanistan and Iraq, we had a history in those countries that were predominantly Muslim. We had a history of some toleration of Christianity, more so than in our close ally, Saudi Arabia. There were Christian churches in Afghanistan. There were Christian churches in Iraq. Not after we took over. They have essentially been purged out of those countries. Isn't that telling? Once the United States got in, once the United States set up their puppets, Christianity was gone. I am more concerned about the American attitude towards Christianity than I am the Muslim attitude towards Christianity, quite frankly. But then it goes on to some other countries, Kenya. And, of course, in Kenya in April of this year, that was where there was the massive attack at a university getting shot up by Muslim terrorists who came across the border. Similar things happening in India and Pakistan, where the Muslim terrorists are attacking Christians, Nigeria as well, and then in China. China is an interesting example, because we can see there, if you're a Christian, if you're another religion, if you're not a religion, you can understand the kind of persecution that we've seen there. And here's the important thing, I think, to take away from China. Of course, people who had non-government-approved churches, people who had home churches and other things like that, they were relentlessly persecuted in China. They did, for a while, make accommodations to people who would modify Christianity, modify their Bibles, so that it wasn't threatening to the Chinese Communist government. That ended. You cannot make accommodation with the government. Anytime you do that, Anytime you allow them to censor your beliefs, to censor the exercise of your religion, it will eventually turn out as we saw it turn out in China. Now they are destroying churches. They're pulling down crosses everywhere. Even in Italy, we see Christians being attacked by Muslims. But the key thing is what's happening in America. And we're going to talk about that when we come.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY cable and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, September 20th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be reporting in the next hour with a TSA experience. It's about to get worse, too, folks. You know, if you live in the United States, in a short period of time, some states, they're going to require the residents of some states to have a passport. Your driver's license is not going to be sufficient for you to travel within the United States. That's the arbitrary edicts of Homeland Security and ICE and border control. The same people who leave the borders completely open are not going to allow American citizens to travel within the United States unless they live in a state that complies with real ID. They won't consider your driver's license to be a valid form of ID. That's the way they are cracking down on us. Of course, part of that is being justified by their open borders. So they create a crisis, and here's the solution. We need to have a new national ID for you. I know when I ran through these problems with the TSA traveling on my recent vacation, I saw a lot of people having different comments. Look, we just completely boycott flying, they said. I agree. I think we ought to try to boycott flying as much as we should. Let the airplane companies, the airlines, feel that financial pressure. Nevertheless, there are times when we do need to fly. And here's the other side of that. I refuse to allow them to keep me from moving around. It's in a one way, it's a defiance. I know it's a very small thing to opt out of the scanner. They still are putting their hands on me to go through this. I still have to get their blessing and their permission. I still have to be treated like a criminal, like a terrorist. I have to prove to them, to their satisfaction, that I'm innocent. And of course, it's all theater. I understand all that. Nevertheless, I do what I can to oppose this at this time until we can get more people with us. We shouldn't have to have a frisk down to travel in this country. I shouldn't have to have a passport to fly within this country. I shouldn't have to have Transportation Security Administration all over this country. And it's not going to be just in the airports. They're going to be out on the highways and byways, and it's going to get even worse. There's going to be cars that are snitching on you. They're going to mandate talking cars. That's what the Department of Transportation in Washington calls it. It is a process where they are going to be communicating with each other and with the government. We should start calling them snitch cars. I think it's maybe the Stasi highway system. We're going to talk about that in detail as well later in the program. But I want to finish up on this back and forth with Donald Trump, with Obama. Is he somebody that really embraces American values? Of course he isn't. He doesn't embrace traditional American values. Ted Nugent tweeted out, if Obama's a Christian, I'm a gay vegetarian pilot. Look, what's behind all of this? We know that Obama, whether or not you believe that his Photoshopped birth certificate is acceptable or not, and we can see the layers of the Photoshop document that was put up there, many other things. We talked about the details of that document. Nevertheless, that brings up a question. Why would he give us a phony document? If he's legitimately born in Hawaii, why would they put up a document that was Photoshopped that had a lot of anachronisms in it as well as questionable things about the typefaces? If you look at that document, we've broken that down in detail. I don't believe that's a legitimate document. So that raises a lot of flags with a lot of people. But here's what's not in dispute. What's not in dispute is that Obama went to school in Indonesia. He grew up in a family where his mother had deep CIA connections. She hid out, I think, with the USAID and the anthropology section, as Wayne Madsen has pointed out. That's where they love to put people in the CIA. We know that both of her parents were connected closely in the OSS, which was the forerunner of the CIA. We know that his father, who adopted him in Indonesia, was connected with the government that was put in place by the CIA, a ruthless government. And as I said before, if you want to know what was going on in Indonesia, we haven't seen this story in the West much about what was going on in Indonesia, what continues to go on in Indonesia, that repressive regime. Look at the film The Act of Killing. That'll give you some idea of what happened in that country. But then in addition to that, not only did he grow up in this oppressive, brutal CIA-created regime where his father was connected politically high up, but he also went to a Muslim madrasa. That's how he was educated. So when Obama comes to the United States, when he begins his campaign in 2000 for the 2008 elections, as the New York Times recounted,
Of course, there was no video of this, unfortunately, but we do have a New York Times account saying that he began it by doing the Muslim prayers. That makes some people think that maybe he's Muslim. Certainly has sympathies to it. He is constantly criticizing Christianity, constantly praising Islam. But, of course, he has his gods, and they are fiercely worshipped. As one article from Freedom Daily says, Obama will do business with the Tehran Ayatollahs, but not with the Washington Redskins. They point out that the Redskins are considering building a new stadium in Washington, but the Obama administration is going to block the construction of the project on the current RFK Stadium site unless the team changes its nickname. Now, we're not going to block it because of crony capitalism. We're still going to give the billionaires the money to play in their stadiums, but unless you change it for political correctness reasons, he's going to block that for them. I think it ought to be blocked because we shouldn't be subsidizing this. But no, it's all about the name Redskins. So here's what they say. Do chants of death to America offend him less than hail to the Redskins? And they point out that a former Redskin linebacker, London Fletcher, told Breitbart Sports that the nickname had served as a great source of pride to them. He said it meant strength, honor, history, and tradition. And they also point out that on the inaugural Redskins team in 1933, four players and the head coach were Native Americans. And I've seen the same type of thing happen in Florida with the Florida State Seminoles. There were a lot of people that were upset about that, politically correct liberals. And you know what? At the time, I don't remember how this worked out because I don't really follow football, but I know at the time some people who were Seminoles said, we feel honored by that. We don't want the name changed. I don't know what happened to that particular case in Florida State. I haven't kept up with it. But just look at the difference that we see with this clock team that's being invited into the Obama White House. Now, clearly, the police went over the top in terms of the way they treated this kid. But it looks like this was done possibly to provoke. His father was involved with an Islamophobic organization. He's made a lot of political statements. And, of course, you have to wonder why Obama has never had a problem with the police going Stasi on the students in schools with any other issue. Somebody biting a Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun and getting suspended, he's got no problem with that. Look at this story. Texas teen sent to in-school suspension for having an American flag T-shirt. Are they going to get an invitation to the White House? Absolutely not. But the kid that they can blame this on anti-Muslim feelings gets a ticket to the White House. But, of course, the press says Donald Trump is completely wrong. There is no war on Christianity. We are not lifting up Islam in this country. Look, we understand what's going on. And that's the key to the popularity of Donald Trump. He points out the glaringly obvious elephant in the room, and he doesn't back down. And the question is, why aren't the other candidates doing this? I cannot understand why we don't see the other candidates doing this. They are cowered down by this political correctness that is coming from the Democrats, coming from the media. While all this is going on, while we're inviting a kid who has a clock, a suitcase clock that looks very much like a suitcase bomb with wires and timers and a lot of electronic stuff, why would you put a large clock like that looks, if you look at the pictures, it looks like the traditional Hollywood suitcase bomb? Why would he do that? And then again, as I said, the connections with his father being part of a anti-Islamophobic group. Very suspicious. Very suspicious. And the hypocrisy of the Obama administration and not standing up to any of these other situations in school that are clearly over the top. That is the smoking gun. But of course, this reminder that if you retweet ISIS, you could go to jail. And this is coming from a tech publication pointing out that a guy who merely tweeted about ISIS, maybe he's a terrorist, maybe he isn't, but the speech is the issue. If they can take a group that they have funded, that they continue to fund, that they created, if they can shut people down for that, they can come.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today, watch the informational videos, and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, September 20th, 2015. Joining me now is Anthony Gucciardi. In the next hour, we're going to have Alex Jones joining us with a report, something that happened with the TSA as part of his travels, but I'm sure he wants to also report it in and thank everyone for their support through the money bomb. It's been overwhelming, the support that we've seen from you. And, of course, we are extending, Alex has extended the free shipping till midnight tonight as a way to say thank you. Also, the specials that are there, we have many different specials. We've got 25% off Survival Shield X2. It was sold out, but we got an emergency shipment in, so now that's back available. 25% off of that, 25% off of DNA Force, 30% off of Super Male Vitality. And we also have 15% off of Deep Cleanse, Secret 12, Oxy Powder, 20% off of Brain Force and Silver Bullet. We've got those specials. We're extending those as well as a free shipping till tonight as a way to say thank you for your support. Thank you so much for helping us reach this goal so that we can launch a satellite broadcasting network that's going to be free to air for television stations to pick up the radio show as well as the nightly news. And before I go to Anthony, because I want to get his comments on this, there's a new story out from the New York Times about how McDonald's is now leading the corporate effort to publicize the plights of migrants in the EU. Because, you know, that's, we all have to be concerned about how they're going to be fed in Europe. We can't stop the war in Syria and then give them food there and then butt out and leave them alone. No, we have to destroy their country, have a massive humanitarian wave come into Europe, and then they're going to get, guess what? McDonald's food. What could be better? I've got McDonald's along with DreamWorks, MasterCard, and Facebook. This is the World Food Program, they said. I would say, looking at this, it looks a bit self-serving. But I guess we could ask them, Anthony, do you want fries with that interventionist war? I don't know. But here's the thing.
Good one.
Millions of migrants desperate to escape war, starvation, persecution, have risked their lives in rickety rafts, or in the case of human smugglers. Thousands have died during the journey. Others have been trapped at border crossings and in camps. Well, yeah, let's stop the war. Let's understand what the cause of this is rather than just giving them a McDonald's hamburger. And before I go to you, I've got, because along this line, there was a headline story coming out of The Onion, a satire site many people are familiar with. But study finds average American inadvertently eats equivalent of 8 pieces of fruit per year. They say the study finds a typical person accidentally ingests small fruit fragments or pureed fruit chunks when they are mixed in with certain meals or snacks like yogurt or Hawaiian pizza, which over the course of 12 months adds up to about 8 whole pieces of fruit. And one of the people they in their fictional study here, they say in the satire, Sampson, assured the public that while the thoughts of unintentionally chewing or swallowing that amount of fruit might make them feel squeamish or repulsed, these minute quantities of plant-based substances over the course of hundreds of meals would have very little impact on their health. He says, when people learn the foods they eat every day might contain tiny parts or scraps of fruit, they tend to feel queasy. However, most Americans never even notice, and the body naturally flushes out fruit and fruit residue the same way it would a cinnamon roll or a chicken nugget. So that's the state of nutrition. But we got McDonald's. It's going to make it all better. They're going to help the people who have been driven out of their country in this war. They're going to give them some food, quote unquote.
Right. Well, I think McDonald's should fix their problems at home before they go ahead and try to give the refugees their toxic meals.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny the Onion says that. I think it is has some validity to that, of course, that people really aren't eating fruit. But at the same time, it's interesting, David, how we see such tangible success when it comes to the things like the food movement. Because McDonald's is bleeding so much cash right now, they don't actually report their losses each month anymore. They don't even let the public know how much they're losing because no one wants their junk anymore.
Yes.
That is why they're trying to do these PR moves. And I think you had another article about how they're going to transform their line of food within the next 10 years. Well, they're 10 years too late.
Yeah.
They are 10 years too late. There's a reason they keep losing money, and there's a reason people are going to other outlets, even if it's a fast food place. They're like, well, at least it's not McDonald's, because they had their chance. They had their chance to have actually high-quality ingredients, but instead, like many companies, unfortunately, they decided to cut costs down to a penny per unit instead of getting higher-quality stuff, and they're paying the price for that.
Exactly. This other story that you alluded to is one that came out Friday evening on InfoWars. Investors demand McDonald's ban the use of antibiotics in its meat. And they say just days after McDonald's said that it will shift to cage-free eggs over the next decade. That's the caveat there. Over the next decade.
And it all comes down to that cost prohibiting thing we just talked about. Oh, well, it would cost 3 cents for us to change next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It would cost 2.7 cents for us to change next year. I think they need to understand that they're going to starve out pretty quick. They need to really make a radical change.
Yeah.
And a lot of people realize that they're supporting good companies these days. They know they want to support the independent companies, not the ones owned by Coca-Cola and Pepsi, like Suja Juice, which I used to drink all the time. Just big portion of it got out by, bought out by, I believe it was Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. See, no one knows these things. And at the same time, it also inspires me to see things like the Money Bomb raise so much money, to see things like super high-quality products raise so much cash because people actually want to support those things.
Yes.
And, you know, I was just talking to Alex earlier today, and he's so thankful. He's, I mean, he's going to come on and tell everyone, but he's so thankful for everything that, you know, you guys have done, the listeners, raising this money, getting the satellite out there. I'm thankful, too, to see him having such a major success. And to see, it's really a humanity-level success, though, right?
Yeah.
Because it's reaching 400-plus million people. It's helping others that would have never been exposed to this stuff. But you imagine flipping through the channels, and you have some CNN puppet up there saying, you know, today, and blah, 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 forest fires, blah, blah. And the next one, you're like, we're not going to take it anymore. 1776. What are people going to be drawn to?
Exactly.
They're going to be drawn to the real news media.
Well, you know, these stories, and even the one that I had there that was the parody from The Onion saying, you know, average Americans are appalled to find out that they're getting the equivalent of 8 pieces of fruit. The average American is not looking at what's in their food. They're having the wool pulled over their eyes, but there's enough people that have woken up because, as you're pointing out, getting the information out there. That's what we want to do with this information. We want to try to get this out there, get people to wake up to what's being put into their food, get them to wake up to what's being put into their government, how the Constitution is being shredded, all these different ways that people are being deceived because of the corporate sponsors who are working with the big pharmaceutical sponsors who are working with the mainstream media. 75% of their revenue has been estimated comes from big pharma. I've got another article here that I'm going to talk about later about how the new head of the FDA that Obama has picked is, still hasn't been ratified yet by the Senate or whoever is going to do it. But nevertheless, this new person that he has picked has deep ties to pharmaceutical companies.
He's the
most deeply tied person in recent history until you go back to the very beginnings. Actually, the organization just before we had the FDA, the head of that, I forget what it was called at the time, but it was the name was changed to the FDA. But the person who was heading it at the time they changed, took a 180 on fluoride, that was the former head of Alcoa. And so they were trying to get rid of toxic waste that was a byproduct of aluminum.
Well,
and
so they completely changed the... Alcoa sounds like, are you with Al-Qaeda?
I don't know. But that's what changed it. It was that kind of regulatory capture, that kind of crony capitalism. And now it looks like that's the kind of guy that Obama is going to be appointing for the next Food and Drug Administration. The people overseeing all of this are not overseeing it. That's why people need the information.
It reminds me of two things. First, it reminds me of the study in 2011 that said organic is just the same as conventional food. Mm-hmm. That was done by the guy that someone called the father of statistical lies, Ingram Olkin. And this guy developed an algorithm, basically, statistical algorithm, to make any study look a different way. And these are other people's words, not mine. But then what happened is another study, there was a meta-analysis of the original Paxil data, the antipsychotic antidepressant drug, anti-anxiety, and they found that the original data for Paxil research found that it was super detrimental, caused massive number of different conditions and diseases. I know people that have serious diseases like vitiligo where your skin turns white, the Michael Jackson syndrome. They looked at it again recently, just last week, and they said, well, we could actually have found that out from the original data. It looks like that data was viewed in a certain specific way for the drug companies.
Yeah.
So all of the studies we see these days, they can be interpreted in different ways. That's good and bad. You know, the good studies, the bad studies, they can be interpreted. Just depends how the researchers want to look at them, where they're getting the funding from.
Exactly. And that's the key. Where are they getting the funding from? And that's what we see in the history of this guy that Obama is about to appoint to the FDA. You have a right to know what's going into your food, to know about the drugs that they are telling you that you're going to be forced inject with you. They need to have your consent, and you need to be informed. That is a fundamental right. If we don't have that, we're nothing but slaves to these masters. That's why it's important for you to have independent information. That's what we strive to do here at InfoWars. Thank you so much for joining us, Anthony Gucciardi. Stay with us. In the next hour, we're going to have Alex Jones reporting in.
Turn turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.